Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Scorpions, and they are your artists of the day.
What?
Every once in a while, I get to pick.
Something horrible?
Every once in a while, I get to pick. And I have chosen the Scorpions on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s.
And I think it's a great pick.
Thank you. Sam, thank you. Thank you.
Jason Katz agrees.
That's something.
We got three of the four members of the band agreeing that this was a good pick.
I got nothing. I got nothing here.
Majority rules.
Dana, I think as the show goes on, you're going to say, oh, I know that song.
Yeah, there's a difference between saying, I know that song, and wow, that's music to my ears. Please turn it up, which you're not going to hear.
Good afternoon, everybody. How are you doing?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Everything good?
Yeah. It might be one of the most gorgeous days ever.
I am shocked that you're here. Honest to God.
I spent the morning outside. I got some outside
time.
We did. We spent some time outside.
What did we do today?
I just made sure I got outside because on days like this, you know, as fall is knocking at the door.
Fall is here.
Yeah, I know. And
as of 11 o'clock this morning.
I hate, you know, I'm a winter angry person. So
been with you for 10 years.
I do not like the cold. And so I am just trying to get outside when I can. We all should be trying to get outside while we can.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
So we golfed today.
A little bit.
What did we hit?
I did some range work. Thank you.
I'm sorry?
Was on the range. Did some range work.
I have no idea what you just said.
I practiced today.
Okay, so we didn't golf. We worked on our skills.
That is correct.
Okay.
Which, by the way, did you hear Tiger Woods is opening a new course in the Ozark Mountains?
Is this really a leadoff story?
No, it really isn't, but he brought up golf, and it's coming. It is opening, and he's going to play it, and I am so excited. And it is the first...
Where the hell are the Ozark Mountains?
I don't know. Down there somewhere. It is the first Tiger Woods public...
I've never in my life heard of the Ozark Mountains.
I think it's by Table Rock.
It's all those big hills down there in southern Missouri.
Yeah, it's down.
So they're not really mountains.
No, well, but we refer to them as such.
It's not really mountains, and I don't think it's really the Ozarks. But that course is coming.
The Ozarks Mountains.
I have no idea where it is. I'm not going to lie.
Is an Ozark Plateau.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes.
And it is a physiographic region.
Well, thank you for that.
In the United States of Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and
it's closer to Branson,
the southeastern portion of Kansas.
It's closer to Branson than it is the Ozarks.
I believe the story said Hollister, Missouri, which is right by Big Cedar.
I'm guessing it will be the first time Mr. Woods has ever been to Branson, Missouri.
That's a mountain between there?
It's coming.
That's a mountain?
Yeah. Yeah. We've already called. We've already inquired. It's named after Payne Stewart. I cannot wait. Look at that. Look how beautiful it is.
It's a beautiful course.
It's going to be beautiful. I think he's there.
You know what Payne Stewart's last words were?
Okay, do not make that joke. I'm a huge Payne Stewart fan, and that is a horrible thing to say. That is a horrible thing to say.
Now I need to know.
No, you don't.
Well, consider.
Stop it.
I don't think he has.
Oh, my God, stop it. I'm trying to get on to play. I cannot believe you just made a plane crash joke. Wow.
Horrible.
You are horrible.
He was passed out, so he didn't have any last words.
Okay, could we please just focus on the fact that Tiger Woods is coming to the Ozarks or Branson or wherever the hell it is? So excited.
Scott, you did bring up golf.
Yeah.
That's all I was going to say.
What's your point, Sam?
Well, the reason I brought it up is because I'm going to need to take off to go play it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. I'm not taking off.
You are literally.
I am kidding.
No, you are out of days off.
I am not going to take a day off.
You don't have any days off.
She's also not kidding.
How long does it take to get to Branson? I don't even know. And unless you're telling a story.
It takes too long, and it ain't worth the trip.
Well, now it might be.
You are out of days off.
I am not taking off. I will play it on a Saturday. I'm very excited.
Okay.
She'll drive down on a Friday. It'll be great.
Okay.
We can drive down on a Friday.
We could drive. No, we could drive on a Friday night. It's fine. So listen to this. Did you get the text from Janine today about our cornhole tournament?
What's going on?
Well, you know, every year there is a golf package up for auction. And number two, every year there is signed sports memorabilia.
Correct.
You know, every year there's something. And sometimes it's football, sometimes it's baseball.
Are you about to tell me Patrick Mahomes?
Did you see?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to tease everyone with this. One of the items up for auction, which is our cornhole tournament coming up in October, which raises money for the two families of one injured police officer and one killed in the line of duty.
For their families.
For their families. Is, I think there were only 54 of these in America. And Andy Reid only signed a handful of them. But it is a Super Bowl, like he's raising the trophy. Do you see that? It's all of the players. And it is signed by all of them.
By the entire team?
And it's authenticated and everything they've got to do to make sure it's the real deal.
Mahomes is on there?
It is authenticated by the highest authenticator for high-dollar collectibles.
Mm.
It is limited edition, signed by 26 Chiefs, all of the main guys, and Andy Reid. And Andy Reid apparently only signed 54 of them. That's going to be premier auction item.
Do you get that? Andy Reid only signed
54. Oh my gosh, 54. Of course.
Is that what live means?
Which, by the way, what? I want to talk to fake Patrick Mahomes. We mentioned this yesterday, that our friend Joe McBride's daughter was at the Jose Peppers in Liberty.
Correct.
And got this photo with fake Patrick Mahomes. He looks so much like the real Patrick Mahomes that if you know who he is, you know who he is. Like, if you know this guy, you're going to be like, oh, that's so-and-so. Have him get in contact with our show because I have 100 questions I want to ask him. Like, how many times a day do people hit you up for an autograph? That's one of my questions.
Okay.
I mean, you've got to be honest. He looks just like him.
Yes, he does.
Well, does he actually look just like him,
yeah,
or is
yeah.
it just
Sam,
the hair
I sent
and
you the
goatee?
Well,
Sam,
here's
on.
What I
don't
think.
Know. I saw the picture, and face-wise, he looks nothing like him. He's just got the hair.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, I don't believe it at all. Because here's the deal. If you've had a couple of drinks, and you're out at a bar,
yeah.
and everyone's wearing a mask, that's Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, yeah. A couple of drinks. All right. Okay, I'll
and
buy that.
He's about 25 years old, and don't you know he is playing that up. I'm sure he has no problems with the ladies, is all I'm saying.
Let's just say he's getting more blank than a toilet
seat. Probably tells the ladies, I'm not saying I am, and I'm not saying I'm not.
This just took a weird turn.
I might put this on our Facebook page and just say,
why don't we go home and find out?
If you can you wear the jersey? Maybe.
Yes.
That is awful, but I want to interview him. I absolutely want to interview this guy.
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
So if you saw him at the Liberty Jose Peppers and you know who he is, we want to hear from you.
I will say this, and you never came to see me when I played in Almost Kiss.
Uh-huh.
I never did this, ever.
Oh, my goodness, you are not about to say what I think you're going to say. Don't say it.
Okay.
Really?
I never did it.
There are fake band groupies?
You have no idea.
Oh, my.
What do you mean? You're all over Bob Jovi like he's Bon Jovi.
Well, there's a resemblance.
Let's just say some of the guys in the band were told not to take their makeup off.
Oh, my God! What? People have a fake rock star fetish?
Dana.
Okay.
Yeah, is that really surprising?
All right. Okay, whatever. Everybody's got their thing, I guess.
All I'm saying is that some of the guys were told, don't take your makeup off.
Gotcha. You don't have to explain further.
Keep those 7-inch heels on.
I don't believe in the history of my life I've ever told a man to keep on his 7-inch heels.
Or his face makeup?
Nope.
And that wig?
Well, Chris does wear makeup.
Okie doke.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Shut the-
Throwback to the 80s.
Then put me through hell.
Fred in Holden, Missouri. Hello, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Hey. How are you guys?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that you were talking about golf earlier, and there was a great golf course. It was called the Redneck Country Club, and it was actually Sand Green's 9 holes.
Oh, dear.
And he sold out.
Sam Green.
Was it in the same spot where this new course has gone in?
Yeah, no. It's going to go back to pasture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who, it'll be cattle.
Who is Sam Green's?
Sand.
Oh, Sand Green's.
And where was it, Fred? Where was it?
Holden, Missouri.
In Holden, Missouri.
Redneck Country Club. Oh. We had a lot of great tournaments. And fundraisers, and and I'm not going to say his name, but he decided to sell out.
Well, and I'm sorry you lost your Redneck Country Club. All of the golfers are actually in Hollister, Missouri today for opening.
So Tiger is there?
Yes, for the opening of Payne's Valley. I mean, look at that.
Looks beautiful.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. And yes, I asked if I could go, and I did not hear back.
Weird. Courtney in Overland Park. Courtney, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Courtney.
We're doing well, thank you.
I have to preface this. I have never called into a radio show. So I want you to know that I have something really on my heart to be able to call in. First of all, and The sad thing is that I've just recently started listening to your broadcast, and I have enjoyed what you choose to discuss. And but yet today, as I'm sitting here, I just need to share with you that I am shocked and disappointed about what you felt comfortable talking about in the way and manner you did about Payne Stewart. And here is why I have such a deep feeling about it. I grew up in Springfield.
Yep.
I lived and grew up on Table Rock, as did my parents. I am very proud of living near these beautiful Ozark Mountains. I am proud to be, you know, representing and loving Payne Stewart's legacy, because, you know, I grew up watching him play at Hickory Hills in Springfield, where he grew up as a young junior and young adult with his career. And it was so offensive, because I do have, I feel like I should feel this, and I'm just going to say, my father was a dear friend of Payne's father. Mm. My father was a dear friend of Big John Morris. That's what we called him, okay? And we called Little Johnny Morris, who, of course, created, you know, Big Cedar and developed a place that families and the beauty of the Ozarks has been enjoyed. And one more thing. I will share with you that my dear family friend, Jim Morris, who my father has known since preschool, and I've lived a lifetime with, he could be an adopted dad. Payne and him made such history as partners on the Cedar Tour. And I watched, when it was live on TV, that small plane as it was live and hearing the narration of that. And I can't tell you the devastation of what happened, because he had so much more left
to give.
Let me do this, Courtney. Hang on. You're welcome to share your one other thing. Let me do this just in the interest of time, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I don't want time to get in the way of what I need to say.
Mm-hmm.
There are times during a live radio broadcast,
mm-hmm,
which is completely unscripted, and I'm not asking for your forgiveness, but I am, where you flippantly say things that are wrong. And for whatever this means to you,
mm-hmm,
I was wrong. And I apologize not only to you, but I apologize to anyone who would have otherwise been offended by what I said. Sometimes during a live, unscripted broadcast, you say things, and as soon as they come out of your mouth, you're like, oh, damn it.
And Courtney, my head hit the desk, ask Scott, because Payne, yep, Stewart was my father's favorite player. I am a lifelong golfer, and I know what he means to the Springfield community. More than you know, I understand what you are saying.
Okay. Let me get back to my falling on my own sword, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong. And for whatever solace that provides you, whatever comfort that provides you, Courtney, Dana, I was wrong. And it was flippant. It was dumb. And I apologize. I'm not going to bother with the "if you were offended" garbage, because that would be of no use. I was wrong.
I was disappointed, and it hurt my heart having known this family and so many connections. And I can guarantee that it would have hurt so many other people.
And Courtney, I was wrong.
I know.
You can take me to the woodshed all day long.
Here's real quick what I want to say, Scott, to Courtney. Please do not let this spoil the joy of the day in the Missouri Ozarks and all that that means to that community today. We're taping this. It's on DVR. I cannot wait to get home and watch this. I tried to go and was denied. That's how badly I wanted to go see the opening and follow that field. So please go home, enjoy, watch it. And I do believe Scott is truly sorry for what he said.
I do believe that because I have listened to your broadcast and feel very deeply, Scott and Dana, about so many different things that you have discussed in the manner. I think you just made a bad choice of words and respect for someone who had a devastating and tragic mistake that is personal to me and so many other people.
Amen. Amen.
Right. I got to stop you there only because we're up against a news break. Courtney, to you or anybody else I had offended, I apologize. I was wrong. Dana and Parks.
Well, it's all
Kansas City Star. So you know it's true. And Barb, hang tight. I may just talk to you because I want to feel good about myself for once today. The NFL announced Tuesday that SoFi Stadium will join Arrowhead Stadium as a polling place this year. That's nice. But then the NFL put out a map.
I was going to say it's more than just two.
Yeah, there are many. Detroit, Green Bay, Seattle, Philadelphia, Washington, Carolina, Atlanta, et cetera, et cetera. However, let me just take a gander here. I did not realize that Arrowhead Stadium was located, according to this map, on the border.
Colorado?
On the border between Kansas and Colorado.
Did Dana make the map?
I was just going to say, from a distance looking at that, even I can tell you that is way too far to the left to be Arrowhead.
So if you were looking at this map, if you're familiar with St. Francis, Kansas, population 1,000, that is where they have Arrowhead Stadium.
Why does no one ever know where Kansas City is located?
Green Bay, by the way, they also are a polling place. Lambeau Field is located in northern Minnesota. Everybody else seems to be where they need to be. But yeah. Well, LA is down by San Diego. But Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium, is located, Dana, as you can see on this map, right on the border of northwest Kansas and eastern Colorado.
So did they screw up anybody else or just us?
Yes, Green Bay. Green Bay is in Minnesota.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Looking at that map from here, that's really far away. I'm not sure where Green Bay is located, if it's at the top or the bottom.
Well, Green Bay.
I mean, it's a bay. No, I know that.
Green Bay is located right here.
But what I'm saying is, I don't know that your casual person that's never been up there would know specifically if that was located at the top or the bottom. I would like to think most people would know Kansas City is not on Colorado.
Fun fact, it's not even in Kansas.
Right.
Part of it isn't. And we got LA down by San Diego.
Well, you know, that one's, they just all run together over there.
What do you think the polling places inside stadiums will do for voter turnout, honestly?
Are we talking politics?
No, I'm asking because this is brand new. I don't care who you vote for. They're okay. opening up. It's a brand new outside the box thinking kind of thing.
Okay.
Let's let the masses into the stadiums to vote. Okay. Why, if you wouldn't go to the local church around the corner from your house to vote, would you go to a stadium to vote?
Why wouldn't you?
Why would you?
More open air, less chance of getting COVID.
Maybe it's been a lifelong dream of yours to set foot on Arrowhead.
There
turf.
We go. Now, is it, that's the other question. Is it in the stadium or in the parking lot of the stadium? I doubt they're going to let thousands of people trample up and down the 50-yard line. There's no way this is going to be on the field.
Probably not.
Because if it was, I would say that is going to drive voter turnout. Because, of course, you would say, well, I'd rather go see Arrowhead on the ground than I would go to the church around the corner that I voted, you know, for the last 20 years.
Right.
But if they're just offering the parking lot of these stadiums, which is my guess.
You don't think they're going to let you on the field.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If they're just offering the parking lot of the stadium, why does anyone think that's going to drive up voter turnout when it's probably a lot farther away from where you live?
Probably only the only reason it would drive voter turnout, I would guess, is
if it was on the field.
Yeah, probably.
So I have a friend who did the Arrowhead Stadium official tour, I'm guessing before COVID, and they took them in 15 at a time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know you could do this, but you can. Pre-pandemic, I'm guessing. And she said it was the coolest. She said, tell everyone you know, sign up for that tour once they start doing the Arrowhead tours. They take you down 15 at a time on the field. And they ask you to scream on the count of three, go Chiefs. And she said the way that stadium was constructed, and you know it's the loudest in the country, it's mm-hmm. on the Chiefs Super Bowl ring.
Yep.
142 point something decibels.
Point two.
She says, when you scream, go Chiefs, she says it gives me chills even to relay the story, remembering it, the way it bounces around and again and around and around. She said it's the coolest thing she's ever done. So
would you vote just to vote at Arrowhead?
If it was on the field, I think a ton more people would go just to say, look, I took a selfie on the field at Arrowhead.
Okay.
If they're just opening up the parking lots of the stadiums, I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad idea.
Hmm.
I just don't understand why anyone would think that's going to bring in throngs of more voters when likely it is much farther away from your house than your normal polling place.
Well, it would have to be your polling place. I mean, you couldn't just say, well, I want to vote at Arrowhead. You would have to... Arrowhead would have to be your voting
place. So you think the only reason they're doing it is because of COVID?
Maybe.
And not to try to get more people to vote?
Yeah.
Or some sort of weird publicity stunt.
Yeah. Before we go to the break, I got to talk to her. I love her. Barb, what up?
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing well, sweetheart. Thank you.
Yeah, I wish I was, but that's okay.
What's going on, girl? Talk to me.
Oh, well, I had to go to the doctor the other day, and they did all these tests. I did about five tests, and then I fell in the parking lot on the concrete, and then they broke my glasses. And then they told me I had to have carpal tunnel. And then the heart doctor called me today, and something's wrong with my heart, and my granddaughter's not doing good, and my son's not doing good. Other than that, everything's okay.
Well, Barb, other than that, how'd you like the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
Yeah,
I am really so sorry to hear that.
Oh, well, it's not cancer, so, you know.
Did you just say other than the play?
That's a very common phrase.
Never heard it. And I'm the inappropriate one on this show?
Barb, tell me something good that is going on in your life right now, because we love you.
Well, a couple things I wanted to ask. I don't want him to be mad at me. But when the last time I talked to you, I was in the Walmart parking lot, and I said something about you going to the restaurants to go, you know, so I could see you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I hung up, you said, I guess she wants me to get sick. Well, I don't want you to get sick, honey. I just wanted to see you. I don't want you to think I wanted you to go to get sick.
Yeah, no, he doesn't think you wanted him to go to get sick, Barb. He was just goofing on you, I promise.
Yeah, well, if my heart's okay and I don't see anything happening, I hope sometime in the near future, maybe next year or something, maybe, you know, we can see each other. And did you like the football game Sunday?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Was that the craziest game ever?
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, the first half, I thought, well, what the heck is wrong with them? And, of course, I knew he'd pull it out in the second, you know. But it was one of his deals. It's always that last-minute excitement, you know what I mean?
It's almost like he plans it, Barb.
I know. That's what I thought, too. I thought, next month's my birthday. I wish I could just see him, you know, and say hi and tie him. I'm a fan of his, but I know that's impossible.
Did you say tie him down?
Huh?
Did you say tie him down?
No, I said I'd like to say tell him what a good player he is. No, I couldn't tie him down, honey. He's too young for me, and he couldn't keep up with me anyway.
Oh! Oh!
Barb, you are awesome.
Hey, listen, I want to ask you one question. I wanted to congratulate you on your engagement. We're still working on it, Barb.
Roasted.
Oh, you haven't done the knot yet? You haven't got the... what is the problem?
Amen, Barb! Amen!
What is it? You got to find a certain bed or what? What's the deal?
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I know what you're talking about. Anyway, it's okay. But, you know, one thing I want to tell you before you cut me off is that, you know, that when you got engaged with her.
Not yet.
You're going to.
Yeah.
I'm so thrilled because I'm not going to say names or anything. But the other person was not good for you because you know why? Because she didn't stand by you and help you through your problem you had. And you have to get your mind, you have to decide yourself what you want to give up. And I think it had a lot to do with Kelly because when you have a mate that wants you to do better, you're going to do better.
Amen.
And you can't be with somebody that drinks and wants a party and stuff, and you want it. That's not going to work.
Well, okay.
And so that's the thing. And the other thing is, about this bowling thing, do you have to I don't have a computer, so how do I sign up for it?
Well, now, Barb, it's not bowling this year. We're doing cornhole.
What's that?
What's cornhole?
Yeah, I'm lost. You got me.
Well, it's like bowling with beanbags.
Beanbag toss.
Oh, I know. Oh, I've done that with my granddaughter.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
And I'm real good at it, too.
Well, here's what we're going to do, Barb.
Well,
you tell your granddaughter to go to the website and get you signed up.
Okay. And could I ask you a favor? Is there any way I could get a mask?
Yeah, Barb, we will get you a mask.
No. I'm going to do you one better. I'm going to get you a Dana and Parks mask.
Oh, that would be so nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I appreciate that.
Well, it would be my honor and my pleasure. Barb,
okay.
Hey, how old are you going to be? We got to go, but how old are you going to be?
82.
Oh, my word, woman.
Yep, and still walking.
Hey, you're still kicking it, man.
I know. Hey, do you have all the Kiss albums?
I have every Kiss album ever made.
Okay, I was asking it for a reason. That's the reason why I wanted to know. Okay.
Barb, okay. We're going to see you at Cornhole, girl, okay?
I love you guys.
All right.
Have a great day, honey.
CornholeKC.com, October 3rd, Saturday. We'll see you there, okay?
Okay, sweetie.
You are crazy, and I love
you.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say.
Song one,
you know
side one. China boy, please. Not being racist. That's what the symbol's called. It's called a China boy. Telephone number here is 576-7798. You got something new?
This is interesting from Touchdown Wire through USA Today. You know, we're talking about, do you think opening Arrowhead Stadium and other stadiums across the country for voting efforts will change the numbers, will bring more people out to vote. And why? If so, why? And so one of the things they point out in this article, and I think it's important to pass this on to our listeners. According to Reuters, more than 1,200 polling places, and this is just in the South, were closed from 2013 to 2019. And you remember in the Georgia primary, Scott, what we saw there. Remember the lines? Polling lines were so long, they stayed open so far past their normal time.
Right.
There were screams that, look, we're not getting to exercise our right to vote. So
People were waiting in line 7 hours.
Oh, hours.
Yeah.
Which, how many people have the time or the stamina or energy or resources to do that?
Right.
So the NBA actually started this saying this is one of the conditions actually after their player boycott of the games. Remember the NBA just said, players said, we're not playing a couple weeks ago. We're not coming out.
Right.
Among the conditions met was the NBA's assertion that, quote, in every city where the league franchise owns and controls the arena property, team governors will work with local election officials to convert those facilities into voting locations for the 2020 general election.
That was part of the deal.
Not only so that they could have a safer, wider spaced option during COVID, but also a larger space so that maybe the lines would not be so long. And one of the things I asked was, like, can you just be from anywhere and go vote at Arrowhead? What I'm reading further down in this story, Scott, would suggest the answer to that, at least if you're in that county, is yes. That's part of the reason they're doing it. Let's make it easier. Come to Arrowhead. They're asking volunteers and football fans, please sign up to be polling workers, because so many workers over the age of 60 have decided for health reasons they cannot staff.
Understandable.
Right.
So
if you're all going to the local church, you know, that's 200 square feet
or the community center.
Yeah. I think what the NFL and the NBA are trying to do, and rightly so, is let's use these facilities for the greater good. Mm. And we've got the volume, like a Union Station would, to bring in more people.
She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks. News is next here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.